Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday morning, December 17th. I'm Matthew Passy. This time, seeking a refund on a charitable donation and holiday guide to car giving. For most people, giving money to a charity feels great, but increasingly, donors are unsatisfied with how their charitable gifts are being used and are asking for refunds. Wall Street Journal reporter Charlie Wells says a case in New Jersey shows that it may just be possible to take back a donation.
It was essentially a family that had donated a significant amount of money to an animal shelter, and that shelter was not using the money in the way that the family had agreed to. And so a judge actually ruled that the shelter had to give the money back.
However, getting a refund is not always a possibility. Different courts have different rules on whether a donor has the right to bring a dispute before the court over a charitable gift. Wells says if you're not happy with how a donation is being used, you should stay calm and rational.
Talk to the people at the institution and see if you can't work things out. One of the advisors that I talked to said that sometimes you really need to ask yourself the question, am I upset at what the charity is doing, or am I upset with the personnel or the people there just bothering me?
With folks increasingly upset about how their donations are being used, more are drafting a charitable gift agreement.
That would sort of outline how you will handle disputes if they arise. Will you go to trial? Will you litigate? Will you arbitrate? You'll sort of hopefully have spelled all these things out.
You can learn more about charitable gift agreements in Charlie Wells' article at WSJ.com. As we continue, advice for giving someone the ultimate holiday gift.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 7878 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 7878.
Is someone in your family looking for a new car this holiday season? Edmunds.com senior consumer advice editor Phil Reed said now could be a great time to head to the dealership for a new car purchase, especially since the dealers have both the 2014 and 2015 models on the floor, so they're usually looking to offer big rebates on the older models.
Data shows that you can get at least a 10% discount off the sticker price, the MSRP, by using these incentives and rebates, and that's not even taking into account the discounts and the negotiation that you may want to do.
And despite the presence of so many deals, it is still good to do your research and get some upfront pricing before heading to the dealership.
But it's also a good idea to make sure you contact more than one dealer to make sure whether that price is really the best that you can get. And then also make sure you factor in incentives and rebates.
But buying a car for someone else and throwing a red bow on there could be a lot trickier than the commercials make it look.
It's one thing to choose it for them, but are they going to want to keep it for 3 or 4 years? So, you know, be a little careful in that. It's always good to involve other people with that kind of a decision.
That's it for this time. Remember to check out all the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Matthew Passy for The Wall Street Journal.